what has happened to me? All I ever wanted, I've received today. I wanted to be able to see from my earliest memories, all I wanted to do was to see the gleaming light off of the temple mound at sunlight. And to go out in the springtime and see the green pastures outside the city walls. And to see my mom, see her face. And to tell her it wasn't her fault that I was born blind. And now it's all been taken away. I've gone from beggar to outcast. I can't go home. My mom and dad are too afraid of what the community is going to say about them. Like they haven't already said all those things before when I was born blind, but now they're even afraid of me now. I can't go back to the synagogue. The Pharisees have already made my name mud there. I can't go back. I've lost my identity in the community. I can't beg for money anymore. My livelihood is gone because now I can see. All this because of Jesus. I'd never even met him before. And I haven't even seen him since. I've been looking for him and I can't find him. He came in my life and everything changed. Now it's all gone. What am I going to do? What will I do? Jesus, what are you doing here? You found me. I've been looking for you. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for my sight. It's all I ever wanted. From my earliest as a boy, I would go to the temple and I would throw a little bit of change in and I would pray for this. I would pray to be able to see. But you know what else has happened? I've lost it all too. I've lost my family and my friends and my religion. And I don't know what to do. Well, yes, I know who the Son of God is. Well, the Son of God was who we've been waiting for. I've been taught about it since I've been a young boy, how the Son of God would come and would save the world and transform us and bring back what we had experienced under King David. The Son of God would redeem us all. Sir, if you tell me who he is, I'll believe. Wait. It's you. You're not a man or a prophet. You are the Messiah, the Son of God. I believe. Jesus, I believe. This morning, I woke up blind. From my very beginning of my life, I was surrounded by darkness. Darkness filled every part of my life. And then I met a man named Jesus who said he was the light of the world. And he made me to see. But then, he opened more than my eyes. He opened my heart, and his light came in. And not only did he give me light for my eyes, but he gave me light for my soul, spiritual life, eternal life. The Pharisees woke up this morning, and their lives were full of light. And they tried to control it, and they built these controls so they could manage how God would work in their lives. And Jesus looked at them, and he told them that you are the ones who are blind. That they had missed what God had done in the world because they could not see with another pair of eyes. Jesus says this. He says that the judgment is this, that the light has come into the world, but that people loved darkness more than light. Where is the darkness in your life? Where has the darkness overtaken you? The light of the world has come not just for me, so that I can see, but for you as well. And Jesus calls us to embrace his light, to allow it to flow into the deepest recesses of our lives, to allow the walls that we have created to control what our lives are supposed to be about, to be broken so that we can see God moving in places we never even expected. And so this morning, our response is this. How will we respond to the light of the world? In darkness or in light?